Welcome back again to all of our loyal listeners. This is Podcast ng Rover Students. Tamang kwento lang. Sorry. Tamang kwentuhan, tropa-tropa lang at walang plastikan. And this podcast is powered by Anchor and Spotify. To all of your podcast needs, you can go ahead and download that app to use it and start your podcast today. Maraming salamat po sa Anchor and Spotify. And guys, handa na ba kayo or excited na ba kayo for this episode? Naku, ako excited na ako and kami dito excited na rin. And speaking of excited, excited na rin kami sabihin sa inyo ang sponsor for tonight's episode. Kirby?
This episode is sponsored by Bilibili, your number one app for anime, TV shows, and gaming platform. Are you tired of annoying ads while watching anime? Bilibili got your back with almost 1,000 plus of anime that is licensed. You can watch your favorite anime in 4K quality without any ads, anytime, anywhere. Yes, sponsor pa naman to. Also, if you are a VTuber looking for a platform to showcase your talent, you can go ahead and be a part of Bilibili B-Star program with a fixed salary amounting $150 every month. And generous incentives, you can earn money while building a support base with lots of anime users awaiting for you. Join now, as we say in Bilibili, 1 million dreams, one community. Pinoy comics, Pinoy creators, one community. Pwede mo nang puntahan ngayon for free, penlab.inc. Para sa mga delikalibreng kwento at sining galing exclusively sa imaginations, experiences, and mythologies ng Pinoy. Gusto mong makita kung paano tayo lumikha ng sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, romance, drama, suspense? Punta na sa penlab.inc, Pinoy Comics in one place!
Ayan. So thank you for that introduction and sponsorship. So, kamusta kayo, classmates? I hope that you had a wonderful week and I hope na kasing excited namin kayo tonight. Kasi actually, may bumulong sa amin. Like, may malignong bumulong sa amin last week na may bibisita daw na, like, may bibisita daw na mana ng gal for tonight's podcast. So, if hindi pa kayo nakakakita ng mana ng gal in real life, diba, this is your chance. So, let us all welcome from Mito Entertainment, let us all welcome Mari Tesu. Hello! Hello, Mari. How are you? Hello! Hello, kamusta ka?
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Mabuti naman. So, so, before we start, although nakita na namin kanina behind the scenes before mag-start, but ano ba, can we see if like your avatar really, you know, detaches itself? It lives up to its name. Yes, ang cute. Yes, para makita din ng ano, ng people from Bilibili. Guys, ready na ba kayo? Nakaka-windang siya tingnan. Ang cute. Game.
Okay.
Hanggang
ano lang.
5
inches
na. Amazing. Mababa lang ang lipad ng mana ng
yeah.
Ang cute. Yes. So, ayan. Totoo siya, guys. Yes. Totoo siya. So, ayan. Sana na-ekis niyo na sa bucket list niyo makakita ng manananggal in real life. Thank you, Mari. Oh my God. So, yeah. Jerpy, kamusta ka tonight? Hello?
Ay, sorry. Nag-ano kasi ako.
Ayan!
Twitter. Sorry, guys. So, yun. Thank you. I'm doing fine. And, kamusta ang ating guest? How are you, Mari?
Yeah, I'm doing great as well. I just finished streaming. Oh, yeah.
Otsukare. Thank you. And thank you for accepting our invitation. Yung tinabi na po namin yung mga bawang, sibuyas. Baka kasi mapanay. So yun, I'm going to ask you about yourself, Mari, for my question. So, start na po tayo ng podcast proper. Number one po, can you introduce yourself?
Okay. Hello, I am Maritizo, the baby manananggal of Mito Entertainment. Nice to meet you, everyone.
Thank you. Yes, Mari. What is your avatar lore? Kasi we always talk as to the guests. Paano siya nag-come up? And can you tell us more about your lore?
Oh, I'm actually a Filipino mythical creature. Like manananggal. Half bat, half human, half demon. Literally in half as well. And the Mito Entertainment focus on exploring the myth about from the Philippines. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, I don't actually know my lore. I'm sorry, I don't have.
Oh,
lore.
That's fine. And how do you come up with your contents, Mari?
I just do everything scuffed, actually. Kung ano yung maisipan at that moment, I will do it.
Oh! So, yung ano, kadalasan yung kung ano yung maisip mo, yun na kagad.
Yeah.
Then, nice, like, nice.
Like, it'll start with just chatting, tapos after 30 minutes, makikita mo na ako nanonood ng mga ASMR. Yeah.
And can you tell us more about Mito Entertainment? Sino yung mga members?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
So, I have a sister named Aya Mahaya. She's a sea serpent, which is called Bakunawa.
Bakunawa.
Bakunawa. And then the other one, which is the inactive one, si Ate Xora. She is a Yawa. It's like a Bisaya term for demon. Yeah.
Ah, Yawa. Okay. Yawa.
Yawa. So. So we all stream mainly in Twitch, but maybe sometime soon we will stream in YouTube and Bilibili as well.
Yay! Nice.
Yeah. Well, ayun lang. Hopefully, magkaroon na ng second gen soon. Wait.
Oo nga, soon. And actually, I'm more curious about Mito. You guys have come up with a great idea. What is your vision in using Philippine folklore?
Huh?
Sorry, tagalogin ko. Kasi sobrang unique na idea and there's no one... Before, meron na siguro, I think. Pero yung incorporation and yung, like, yung group as in gumawa ng Philippine folklore, there's a... as far as I know, si Malik ay kapre, you are manananggal, merong bakunawa. So, ano yung goal nyo and vision nyo in using Philippine folklore?
We just want people to know the Filipino culture, like, internationally. That's our main goal.
Mm. So because ang dami nating like urban legends. Diwan, sobrang yeah. Sobrang unique. And yes, why Mariteso? Sobrang nung nagdebo kayo, yung pangalan mo talaga yung naka-catch up ng attention ko, Mariteso. Is there any origin or meaning ng pangalan mo or is just a name you come up with?
Yeah, actually, we were given the freedom to choose our own name. So I'm like, I thought of, ang ganda ng name na Mari. It's very cute. And then my friend was like, pwede mo bang lagyan yan ng something that will make it more Filipino? So at that moment, uso yung mga Marites na term. Yeah, and then we were like, why don't you try Maritesu? It's like Japanesey to make it... cuter yung Marites na name. So that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what do you call to your what anong tawag mo sa mga fan base mo, sa mga supporters mo? And how do you usually interact to your community?
Well, we usually at first before nag-start yung school, we usually play a lot of ano, multiplayer games. Yung games na makakasali sila since most of them doesn't have PCs, laptops. Yung tinatry kong games are yung ano din available din sa phone so they can enjoy as well. Para din ano, para din I get to know them. Yeah.
Thank you, Mari. Thank you so much for answering my question. And I'm going to ask my colleague, ang aming treasurer, Nico. Go ahead and you can ask Mari your questions. Thank you po.
Ayun. Thank you, JP. Hello, Mari.
Hello.
Sorry, medyo simping pa ako kasi. Napapanood kita minsan sa Twitch. And nakikita ko na sobrang witty mo na streamer kahit sa mga new viewers mo na ipag-interact ka ng sobrang, parang at least, parang matagal na silang viewers mo.
I'm honored! Thank you for watching!
Of course, of course. Ang pag-uusapan naman natin is yung VTubing journey mo. So, we've known a lot. Isa kang VTuber from Lito.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, ano nag-start yung VTubing journey mo? How did you discover VTubing ba?
Oh! It actually started... Actually, hindi ko alam yung VTubers before. I just joined a Discord server dati. That's like connected to animes. And they were... Tapos, and then after joining that, they were like, oh, Mari, your voice sounds good. Great for VTubers. So I'm like, what's a VTuber? And then, sinerge ko yung VTuber. Lumabas is si Sakura Miko from Hololive. And that's where I'm like, oh, bitch, I gotta get that laptop. And I was like, shit, ano ba ang courses na kailangan mo ng laptop? So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna gagawin ko palusot yung akin so I can get the laptop. What happened? And then we like, and then after that, after the Discord server incident, may parang nag-invite sa akin to another server. That's like a company. Yeah. So technically, I've been in a company before.
Oh, bago, pwede bang i-disclose yun or?
No.
Ah, sayang. I-message mo na lang kami, ha?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a company before. Bago pa ako maging ganap na manananggal.
And then, before me to, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, ayun, it didn't end well. So I'm like, I'm gonna tambay muna sa house. Until I saw me to. They were like, we are searching for me to bear. And I'm like, why do I try it? Wala namang ginagawa sa buhay ko maganda. And I'm like, yeah. Tapos, and then I sent my audition piece. And then, siguro 3 a.m. fucking 3 a.m. nag-chat sa akin yung admins. They were like, are you free for a 5-minute talk? Or like, parang interview? And I'm like, it's 3 a.m. bro.
As in right away.
Yeah, it's literally 3 a.m. They were like, it's only 5 minutes, so it's okay. Tapos then it end up ano, parang really cool, ano lang, really cool talk. Hindi siya naging interview. Parang nagchika-chika lang kami doon actually. Yeah. Tapos ayun, after that, ano, dinian na lang ako ng admin that I was one of the chosen auditionees na nakapasok sa Mito. So,
pero sting naman kasi yung personality. Kasi yun yung mga hinahanap na sa mga na interview na dito sa podcast. Mm-hmm. Yung hinahanap talaga nung ano is yung personality. So, kaya sure kami na makukuha ka talaga kasi by the personality na pinapakita mo ngayon. Parang nahahawa kami dun sa ano mo eh. Yung dun sa aura mo. Very, very light. Yun parang, ayun nga, parang mamarites lang kayo na magsama-sama na ano, chichikan lang. So, ganun yung aura eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun nga, so yun yung naging journey mo for VTubing. Pero, what makes you decide to do VTubing?
Literally, I just don't have anything to do. I just don't know to do anything. And I'm like,
para lang may magawa.
Yeah, literally, because buryong-buryo ako sa bahay. And it's either I do chores, I sleep. Yun lang, actually. Tapos I was like, wala na bang hanggang dito na lang babuhay ko? Tungin So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'm gonna try streaming. And at first, wala pang nanonood. I was just doing it for fun. But right now, I'm doing it for money. Because I'm broke as fuck.
Parang we all do naman.
Wala nang pera po to ngayon.
Wala nang perang yun. Mga pag-VTubing.
Yes. Parang gano'n.
Parang weepy naman. Pero yun nga, parang kasing mostly sa mga VTubers talaga ngayon, like, ang kinukuha nila, ang inspiration nila is nakita nila siya ganito, and ito kaya nag-decide sila na mag-VTubing. Pero ang kulit lang na sa'yo is wala ka lang magawa.
Sorry, I'm just okay. What to do?
Oy, yeah. Very unique na ano yun ha, na reason na nang namin narinig yun. Approve yan. So, I know na nagkakaroon kayo ng collaboration with Mito, Mito artist like Dila Malik, Dila Eya, si Asian, di ba? Na balik na or hindi pa din.
Huh?
Parang wala si Asian. Parang wala pa akong nakikita na mga streams niya. Like, ang nakikita kong active lang is ikaw and si Aya.
Oh, I think Sora is actually really busy with ACADS. That's why she cannot she cannot stream. Well, Kuya Malik naman already graduated.
Oh, ayun ang hindi ko alam. Pero aside from me to artists, do you have any collaboration plans in the future?
Like, if you're gonna talk about like yung ano pa yung dream collaboration.
Yeah. Or yeah, dream collab. Yeah, if you have online.
I want Niji Sanji so fucking bad, bro. Like, I'll be sniffing their fucking kilikili for it. I don't
mind. Kilikili and paa.
Ah. Oh yeah, luka ayo.
But sana matupad yan, no? I-ano natin yan.
Hindi, kasi parang best choice talaga si Niji Sanji, cause I'm too much of a chaotic person para mag-collab with Holo Live. Like, sila diba parang stricto sila when it comes to bad words. I'm like, fucking bitch, shut the fuck up.
Medyo na kasi sila eh. Kumbaga parang institution na with the VTubing. Mm-hmm. So, medyo mahirap na. Pero, kung ano.
Yeah.
Any other collaboration in mind? Na international or ano pa?
Oh, if you're gonna talk about local.
Yeah, local?
Probably Kaheru talaga. Of course, the first choice is Kaheru. And then, the second will probably be... diba? Diba ba? Wait lang.
Ako lang. Take your time.
I forgot. Ah! Elaine, Kumita! I forgot about the Kumita.
Oh,
yeah, Kumita! Yeah.
So, wait. Yung last podcast namin is from Kumita. Si Gira.
So, oh, si
kung, Gira. Kung gusto mo, pwede. Pwede natin sabihan si...
Scary! I cannot! I'm sorry po to whoever is the fans of, Kumita. I'm just scared of the CEO of Ted. He is too proper.
Pero mabait si Gira, ha?
Yeah. I've been in a call with him. Remember, naging guest din kami sa Uzin? So I joined the call with my Ate Elia and then him as on behalf of Ate Elaine. So we were in a call and I'm like, fuck, I'm just gonna listen. If mga ano yung mga pro ang nag-uusap, so I'm like, why am I even here? They're just too proper. I cannot. I'm too chaotic to be in that situation. Yeah.
Well, me too. Very ano kasi, very professional si Elaine. Pero kung ano, natin i-arrange siya na JRP na. Ayun, nasabi ni JRP, i-catch you down.
Hindi, parang ano kasi, parang masyadong chaotic for him. I'm scared to get, ano, mapagalitan.
Pero game si Gira, if ano ah.
Yeah.
Ano lang talaga, yung vibe lang niya talaga is very, very... Ayun. So, next question. Let's just check. Ayun. In terms of streaming, what is your best experience in streaming?
Hmm.
Either in... Oh. Sa ka nga ulit nag-stream sa
Twitch
lang for now na?
Mm-hmm. Twitch.
Any best experience?
So, let's say... This is the best one kasi there was a time where I found out that Papa Tesu has a cyst sa mukha niya. And then I did a subathon for it. And then someone donated $100, $130 for the operation. So I'm like, I cried on stream because of that. Yeah, it's just too wholesome for someone so chaotic like me. So I'm like, I don't expect someone to take me seriously. Something ganon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really glad to meet people and like in Mari. Kasi ano, to be honest, halos lahat naman ng Kumari, halos lahat ng viewers ko are actually really nice. I haven't met any na pangit yung ugali. Yeah.
Para nga. Kasi nandun ako sa ano mo kanina, very very witty rin sila kausap. Very gay.
Yes.
Ako katuwa naman na malaman na gano'n na hanggang doon na umabot yung ano mo, yung aura mo na can give that to you.
Okay.
It's great. So, may best experience ka, yung kabalik tara naman, yung not so best experience in terms of streaming.
Wait, let me think about it, because wala pa. Can it be, ano? Hindi ko alam kung masasali to, but there's a lot of occurrence na nabobot raid ako. So, that's like the worst sa akin na nangyari. Bot raid. Oh, fuck! Okay, I remember. It's the fact na nagkaroon ng chismis. It's the fact na nagkaroon ng chismis na ano. Bumili daw ako ng followers. Didn't know na nabot raid ako 2 times in a stream. Yeah. Ayun. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm too broke. Kaya nga ako nagsistrip para magkapera. Bibili pa ako ng
power. Yun ang ano. Yung wala ka ng pera tapos sasabihan ka pa na bumili ng ano.
Kaya nga eh. Sampalin ko kaya kayo ng wallet na walang laman. Hindi ko alam kung may wallet ako eh.
Anong ginawa mo nung time na yun?
I'm like, wala. Actually, it's like, whenever there's a chismis, it's best to shut the fuck up. Cause if you're gonna deny it, the more shit is coming out. Like, why are you so defensive? Are you guilty about it? No, bitch.
So that's how you handle that.
Ano gusto mo gawin ko? Tanggapin ko? Pukis ni tutok. Balik kita ng walang pera. Okay. Calm down.
Very, very, very Mari yung approach, ha? Very Mari. Okay. Okay, kita na. Very, very witty kahit yun sa mga issues. So, yun niya. In terms pa rin dun sa VTubing. Yung mga struggles mo, lalo na nung nagsistart ka in VTubing.
Paano ba? Nung una kasi, just because of ano, sa promotion ng what you call this, ng Mito, I got enough viewers to be in affiliate. So I'm really thankful for that, but it's the fact na naging affiliate nga, dumami nga yung viewers, but I cannot give the best quality that I can kasi naka-laptop lang ako, which has the fucking worst fucking specs that you could even have. Yeah, so basically, hindi ko, yung fact na hindi ko mabigay yung best ko, like yung quality ng stream, yung parang connection, yung kukunin ng, no, ano ka, 180p ka pa, anong 2022 na, 1080 ka, ay, ano yun, 180p pa din, waka ng shit. So I'm really glad na they were patient with me waiting for the PC that I got. Hello, shout out po sa Mito na nagpa-utang sa akin ng PC. I love you.
Baka naman.
Eh utang lang eh, magbaka na po rin
natin. De, baka naman ibigay na sa iyo yung ano.
Hindi yan. Kailangan din nila pera.
Iyan muna sila ngayon para ano, promotion na to, nakita. Wala na utang.
Oy, sabi daw ni Tulpo, libre niyo na daw sa kanyang PC.
Ay, ganun, record na kayo.
Sabi ni Nico. Trial by Nina.
Okay. Kasi parang, ano rin yan eh, parang, yung mga struggles mo kasi, lalo na sa mga upcoming na mga VTubers, and yung mga newbies pa lang may VTubing.
Yeah.
At least alam na nila na may mga ganito pa lang nangyari. Mm-hmm. Nagsistart pa lang kayo. Like, ikaw.
Famous ka na nila. There's also one more. It was like, fuck you, Zian. I saw that chat. Fuck you. Oh my god. That hurts. Pagka-open ko ng chat, I saw the fucking Mari during recording.
Struggle sa gandi.
I'm not gonna look at chat anymore. Fuck. I don't. So,
we handle the chat.
Close that.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so there's another one, which is, ito. So, I came, this is a personal experience. So before I joined Mito, I was in a relationship with someone really toxic. So I was still streaming by then. Isa pa akong tao. Hindi pa ganap na manananggal. Still
hindi pa nahati yung ano mo.
Yeah, still a VTuber though. But okay. there was like ano, parang recurrence na parang he doesn't make you feel special. Kana? And then yeah, that happened, and then at some point I lost all motivation to stream. Despite having ano, parang yung naging reason ko kasi on streaming, aside from wala akong magawa sa buhay, is yung ano, magsaya kasi nga wala akong magawa sa buhay. Okay, so ang nangyari, I lost all motivation to stream, nawala na ako ng confidence, and parang antag dito, parang ginagawa ko na lang siya kasi naging choice ko maging VTuber. Don't do that, cause don't let any man or woman ano decide your fate. Achar, ano, any.
Ay, so, lalim nila.
So, parang, hindi, huwag niyong, putang ina, Tagalog, English, pisting yawa.
Ay, man.
Huwag kang papa-apekto sa sinasabi ng iba, kumbaga. Because what I did was, naging depressed ako for no fucking reason. Just because, hindi ako pinansin ng isang guy, magpapaka-depressed ang putang ina, bobo. Ang kabubuhan. Huwag kayong ganun, ha? Don't be that naive. only you can control your fate, okay? Fate?
True.
Path pala.
Fate and... Pwede din. Pain in the path. Fate.
don't let anyone control your path. Kasi only you can... Yeah. Can walk through it. Ewan po, tangin na. Basta yun. Mm-hmm. Naiintindihan nyo ba? Tangin na nyo. Ay, Gwam, ba't ko na mo muna? Ba't ko kayo?
Hindi, tama naman yun. You can always,
yeah,
for your path, your own path.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, anong kang pwedeng going reference with your, kung ano yung tatahakin mo, pero, syempre, ikaw pa rin yung magde-decide on your own.
Yeah, no matter kahit anong sinasabi ng jowa mo, ng pamilya mo, ng kaibigan mo, ng kung sino mang andito sa mundong ito, ikaw lang magde-decide, hindi sila. You may take their opinions, but sometimes their opinions doesn't matter because fuck them, right? Fuck them.
Yeah, you can always take
them. Ba't galit ako sa mundo? Anong may...
Okay lang, yung avatar mo naman is nakangiti, so it's okay.
Balance. You know how to get angry.
Yeah. Speaking of ano, support and ano, yung encouragement, did your family support you?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, after knowing I get money from it, because fuck them.
Pero before that,
kasi dati only do it for fun. Before they can understand that I'm treating it as my parang side work, parang hustle lang to get money to help with the bills. Dati parang ano lang siya, parang hobby, parang ganon, eme lang, kahit walang nanonood, Gora bells. Pero ngayon it matters na to me kasi I pay the bills na. Yes. Ayun, kaya nila ako pinayagan mag-stream. Tsaka mag-ingay sa bahay kahit may mga bata natutulog. Ayun. Pag narinig niyo nagdadabog na yung pintuan mamaya, yun ang sign na kailangan natin mag-stop ng stream.
Okay. May ano na. May
sabi nyo, masyado na ako mag-ingay. Yes.
Pero that's good to know na ano ah. Supportive sila sa ginagawa.
Yeah. Oh, I saw a chat na it says mukhang pera magulang mo. Ako din eh, mukhang pera. Sorry pa ba magulang mo?
Kumbaga, it's more in the blood.
Hindi, like, it's like, parang ano kasi, let's say, hindi sila mukhang pera. It's like, parang ano kasi, for them, parang napatunayan mo na sa sarili mo na kaya mo nang ano, kaya mo mag-stream, kaya mo pagsabayin yung shit, your acads, your parang hustle, kaya parang pinayagan ka nila and also let you pay bills. Kasi lang pero,
ayun nga, how is your study ba? Kasi, yun nga, very very active ka with...
Uy, gago, akala ko ba VTuber journey lang?
I mean, kasi ano rin yun eh, related rin kasi mostly sa mga VTubers ngayon is studying. To.
Next question, pass.
So mukhang 50-50 tayo.
Hindi, uy, gago, buka ba ang tama? Hindi ah?
Hindi yun.
Hindi. I'm like, eto, wait. Ano ba yung grade ko? Ano ang pinakamataas kong grade? Naka-uno ako, Dai. Huwag ka. PE nga lang. Or to TikTok.
Ano naman, hindi naman, ano, hindi naman yung grade na, ano, how well are you doing sa, ano, iba na hihirapan na
eh. No, hindi naman. I can juggle it. It's just that minsan, you won't have enough energy to stream kasi nga you just got home from work. Pero if you get used to, tapos parang if you started streaming, tapos you get to talk to chat. Anyone in the chat, parang makakalimutan mo na pagod ka. Yeah, kaya minsan, Kaya minsan bago ako antukin, yung ginagawa ko, nagsistream ako agad. Eh, para buhay ang aking ano, ay mga duho.
Yeah. Parang mood booster din ang mga ano, ang streaming eh. Kapag sa mga ganyan.
Yeah. Chat makes me happy.
Yeah.
Bitch. Motang ang busy.
Chat maybe sometimes ano, rude, but most of the time chats are ano, friendly.
Baliktad, and... baliktad. Most of the time rude. Ay,
baliktad. Kasi yun yung ano eh, yun yung assumption eh. Ano, hindi sila ay friendly sila and hindi masyadong, pero yung sayo.
No, I'm kidding, they're actually really nice. Hindi, for once, hindi nila in-spam ang, ay, wait lang, ay, didigay ako. Okay.
Ba't ang cute pa rin ng digay?
Parang nga nasusuka eh. Hindi ko alam ba't gano'n yung digay ko. Puta ka na, may ano, may boses na lumalabas. Hindi harin. Okay.
Oh, ano ulit yung tanong? Hindi, ano, next question na tayo.
Okay.
The next one would be, how do you feel when you started your career as a VTuber? I mean, siguro nung nasa Mito ka na.
Okay. It's actually really fun kasi, to be honest, if you're in a company, you won't do shit anymore. You just have to stream, I swear to God. They gave the model, the assets, everything. Mm-hmm. Everything na meron ako right now is from them. It's just the voice and the personality yung kailangan mo i-work on. Also, hindi lang naman just streaming yung ano magiging problem mo. You also mm-hmm. have to be, ano, parang maging professional ka when it comes to parang sudden problems. Like, parang, yung ano, yung damage control. Tapos, yung kapag bigla kang mainis in someone, hindi mo i-vent out sa stream. Parang ganon.
Ah, oo.
Yes.
May mga sudden restrictions na if you're on a, ano, ang trap na, ano. Hindi, so, ano yung difference nung solo ka pa and nung nasa, ano ka?
You know what? Actually, since Mito, if you audition from Mito and you're ano parang mm-hmm. dati ka ding VTuber, they're gonna let you stream on that VTuber persona as well. Parang ano kasi, they're really parang mataas yung empathy nila. They sinabihan nila ako dati na ano na if gusto mo magstay, mag-stream pa din sa dati mong persona, you can. Kasi, ano nga daw, you still have attachment to that persona. Pangat naman kung iiwan mo lang. Something like that.
Bagay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kasi yung ano nila, hindi naman sila, they're not that big. They just got started, right? And parang ano, ang tagal dito? Parang, parang ang tagal dito, gagawin mo na lang para itong hobby, parang second job. Yung pag-stream sa Mito, something like that. They also parang ano, they prioritize studies instead of streaming a lot.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mhm.
Hindi lang yung on the entertainment side.
Ano? Hindi sila controlling. They don't even control your money. Yeah. But they promised a lot for us. Tapos most of it na complete na. Ito na ano na nakuha na nila ng good PC for streaming. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And ano, in yung other models, which is really good. If you have concerns, agad nilang aayusin. Kaya kung sino man ang gusto makipag-away Mito, putang ina mo, ako harapin mo, ready ang mga pagbantagulan, putang, tara!
Well, that goes to show na si Mito is taking care of their, ano, character artist. So, kung sino man dyan yung mga gustong naging VTubers from ito, alam niya na. Coming from the artist itself, kung ano yung mga nangyayari behind that company.
Eh?
kung paano nila hinahandle yung mga artist nila and yung mga, diba?
Yung artist actually is also the one of the CEOs. Siya yung nagka-handle ng models. Yung isa naming CEO. Siya din yung gumawa. Si Kuya Bubbles.
Oh.
Yeah. Tapos, okay. the other CEO is the one na yung ano. Ato dito? Parang in charge of the marketing. The merch. Stuff like that. Tapos, si Kuya Bubbles naman is in charge of ano. Arts. And the parang plans. So.
For the ano marketing.
Ah, also they commission small artists. Yeah.
Parang ano na talaga no, all around. So
yeah.
Ito.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Kaya ko kailangan yung mag-audition sa company, right? Anyone who's listening, you guys are free to audition.
Ayan na.
I'll be your senpai.
Ayan, magiging senpai niyo si Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's all for me for now. Thank you very much for answering all my questions.
Thank you.
Very witty answers. That's good. So I'm gonna ask you on off, right?
Hi.
We're just gonna be asking you some questions then.
Yes. Hello, Mari. How are you?
Hello.
May una akong tanong, ah. Kanina pa namin napapansin.
Utang na pag yan, yung twice na naman. I swear to God, pang ilang tanong pang sampu natin sa tanang buhay ko. Ano?
Hindi. Yung sa ulo mo, alaga mo ba yan? Curious lang kami.
Yeah! Wait. You guys know, there's actually a myth. It's like, every manananga has eaten at least one black na sisil. It's like one of their traditions. Parang they need to eat a black sisil para maging ganap na manananga. Yung aking ginawa kong pet. Hindi mo lang alam kung buhay yan or patay. Diyan lang talaga siya.
I see. Ngayon ko lang nalaman yun. Tingnan, nagulat naman ako. Ba't galit? Parang galit ka pa rin. Magtatanong lang ako. Okay, it's fine. Nagulat na talaga ako. Na-caught off guard ako dun, grabe. Okay.
May akala ko magtatanong.
Lengthwise na naman.
pagkadating ko sa Hulk na.
Sino ba siya nagtatanong lang niya? Okay.
Magano ko ba? Paano kaya kung nahati ka lengthwise? Saan ka kaya lilipad? Putang na. Ikaw kaya hatiin ko!
Oo nga, ba't parang kasalanan ko? Anyway, okay, that's awesome. Okay, for the first question, you can just say if you're not comfortable because this is kind of controversial questions. Nice, controversial. Okay. Okay, first, did you experience the bad sides of VTubing? Like cancel culture or crab mentality or, you know, the classic Filipino chismis, quote unquote.
Not yet, actually. Or maybe I have encountered them. It's just that I don't give a fuck, bitch. not to you, okay? To everyone who fucking destroy chismis, walang pay. Puta ka naman ka.
Yes.
At the end of the day, mas cute pa rin ako sa iyo.
Tama. That's
peace
the.
Out.
That's the vibe I'm looking at. Actually, ganyan din ako. Bahala kayo dyan.
I'm actually too pessimistic. I'm actually too optimistic.
Yeah.
I'm too optimistic to get ano drowned with that. Like I said kanina, 'di ba? Parang nagkaroon ako ng bad experiences with parang nanghihita sa akin pagbaba.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Shout out kami sa ex ko ng cheat. That's hot.
Okay. Pero yun nga, actually maganda nga yung ganung, well, para sa akin yung point of view na ganun na kung may chismis man sa sila sa iyo, basta alam mo sa sarili mo na it's not true, and why should you give a fuck, right?
And the more you talk about me, the more I get popular. So
yeah, same.
Fuck you, bitch.
Let karma do their thing, right?
Yeah, minsan hindi ko na inaantay si karma. Ako na
mismo.
Sa iyo.
Okay. Yeah, very, very awesome answer there. I like it. Okay, Ashley, moving on. Do you have any plans on moving to a bigger fish like Niji Sanji or Holoen?
Nah, I'm gonna stay with Mito. I just love Mito so much. I plan on being their adopted children. Yeah, ready now maging kasambay ng Mito admins kasi they're super nice. I swear to God, I'm not even lying when I said kanina na they pay attention to the VTubers, tapos they really take care of us. Hell yeah.
That's a
pero
good...
kung hindi ako binigyan ng pera ni Kuya Bubbles, lilipat na ako ni Gisanji bukas.
A man needs to pay bills, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kailangan ko mabusog.
Oo, tama, pagkain. Walang pangkain. Nag-iirap pa naman.
Makiba ka! Pachan.
Okay, that's nice. Hearing from the talent themselves about the company being good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, moving forward again. What can you say about the current state of our community? The VTubing community?
Wala akong pake. Char.
parang give it, parang alam ko na din na ganun sasabihin.
Ano yung bala ka sa issue nyo dyan, basta ako mag-subscribe. I have enough problems to deal with already, ba't ko pa iisipin yung mga problema nyo sa buhay? Magsama-sama
kayo lahat. Like may mga nag-aaway ng VTubers na big names na tapos nandun ka lang, bala kayo dyan.
It's nice to read about it, but you know, parang I'm so done being in a ano, in parang madawit sa chismis. Like, ang dami ko ng problema sa buhay ko, tangina, dadagdag mo pa pangalan ko.
Tama. Ganyan din ang vibe ko eh. Bahala kayo dyan, nandito. Basta dito ako magsasaya.
Yeah, magbabasa lang ako ng issue niyo. Bahala kayo.
Iinom lang akong tsaka. Bahala kayo dyan.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Like spoken like a true Filipino. Chismis.
Ooh.
And yung name mo din, Marites. Play on word.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So, next. VTubing is a saturated market. Like, ang dami na rin nag-VTubing, lalo na ngayon. So, first is, what makes you stand out?
Like, wala. you know what? I'm actually just I'm just a normal VTuber who has a cute voice. I wouldn't call myself really unique. I mean, unique at some point. I just my main point is that I want everyone in my stream to feel welcome and like parang they're part of it already even though they just got in.
I see. Pero in my thoughts, your what makes you stand out is your attitude, not gonna lie. Like that No. Like your take on public issues, like fuck your issues, man. I'm just trying to live here. Like that. Like yung wala akong pake sa inyo, bahala kayo dyan.
Ano, right? Saan? Yeah, para siya pa energy?
Yeah. Ay, parang ba't sasayangin mo yung energy mo sa kanila? Diba? Hmm. Feeling ko yun. Ayun yung what makes you stand out, in my opinion. Okay. Lastly, on your stream, what genre of games do you prefer or enjoy the most? Like ganun.
I like playing... Hindi siya genre. It's just the same old fucking game. It's Valorant because that's the only shit I know how to play. It's the first game I played kasi. Kaya, if you guys are talking about yung mga... Ano ba yung nilalaro ni Ate Aya? Yung mga Dark Souls ba yun? Yung Final Fantasy, Poké... Ano ba yun?
mga mamahalin na laro.
I only know Valorant, bruh. And also, I also like just chatting, you know? Kaso mabilis ako ma-distract. If I get to see a YouTube video, sulod-sulod na yan. So hanggang mapunta na kami sa pinaka... parang deep, darkest side,
dark
of YouTube.
Ng YouTube. Yung mga napap... The things that you watch on 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And then... as well, so I'm like, fuck it, we're gonna watch it then. Yeah.
Okay, Valorant. But are you planning on playing other games? In the future, rather?
Yeah, of course. I'm G to explore games. It's just that. Mm. You know, kasi sa Valorant, ta-addict ako. Kaya, I'm like, fuck. I'm gonna try another game. I'm gonna get addicted to it again, aren't I? So, I'm like, I'm gonna save it for a stream na lang.
Oh, yes. Actually, that's a good idea actually. Lala na Genshin. Excuse me.
Guess what? Oh, may kwento ako sa Genshin.
Ayan, okay, may okay. Swerte kayo, may tsaka ngayon si Maria.
hindi siya tsaka.
Ay, hindi pa. Okay,
go ahead. It's a personal experience.
Okay.
Okay, so I just played Genshin, right? And then I played for 3 fucking days walking. And then when I streamed to my friends sa Discord, they were like, Bakit ka naglalakad, Mari? We're like, what? Eh? What do you mean? They were like, mayroong teleport. Teleport exists. I'm like,
manual.
they were like, ilang araw ka na nag-learn ng Genshin? Naiyak na naman.
Ano yan? It's like, yung sabi nila kay Johnny, he's a man of sheer will and dedication.
Like, 3 days straight na ako nag-learn ng Genshin, bro. Naglakad ako na.
Ay, sabi nga ni Neko, a real traveler.
Kasi, di ba, mayroon pa yung poste. Yung poste na parang yung sa teleport. Yung may lalabas na kalaban. So, I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm just gonna get flowers and stuff. Yung lahat ng kumikinang kinukuha ko. Kasi akala ko, yun yung main goal. Mag-ipon ka lang ng crystal. Malik, kung paano naroon yun?
Spoken like a true RPG gamer. Skip the tutorial. I don't know why I'm here, but I know I must kill.
After knowing that, I fucking deleted Genshin and never played it again. I swear to God. even though sobrang popular niya, I was like,
leaves a bad taste. Oh god. Sayang ano yun ha? Magandang content sana yun, no? Kung ginawa mo.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for sharing us with us tonight, and that's it all for me, and thank you so much for answering the questions. I really really enjoyed it. Go lang sa vibe mo, te.
yeah.
Okay, I'll be passing on to Neko. Neko Tahol.
Okay.
Neko Tahol. Hey. Neko Tahol. Parang dumb ko.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello.
I'm Neko and thank you sa okay. Salamat dahil tinanggap mo ang invitation namin at maging guest dito. And ang mga questions ko lang naman is about ano siya about ano inspirational. So my first question is, anong gusto mong sabihin sa mga supporters mo, sa mga fans mo? Ganun.
I just wanna say I love you so much. Bet, Tangina, no, thank you so much for supporting me from the start. And I know you guys were so patient with my 180p stream before, but now it's 1080. So, thank you everyone. It's like, kahit nanonood lang kayo or just watching or not even talking at all, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate the your presence in my stream. It really helps me relax a lot. So I'm really thankful for that. I will never stop being grateful for everyone who followed, for everyone who watched any of my stream. And yung mga nag-unfollow din, tsaka yung nag-chismis sa akin na kung ano-ano. You're welcome! Nagkaroon kayo ng topic. Pangin na yung palimu ko yung isip. Tingyaw. Halit na naman! Presyo na nga! Inspiration na nga pala tayo.
Okay. Ay, ano palang tawag mo sa mga fans mo?
They're called Kumaris.
Oh.
Mga Kumari ko sila. Kasi yung Marites. You get the point?
Mm.
Yeah! Kumaris! So.
And for my next question, what do you... Wait. Sorry. Anong gusto mong... ang tawag dito? Anong gusto mong matutunan nila sa iyo? Wait lang, natatawa ako sa question, sir. So ayun, anong gusto mong matutunan nila sa iyo? Yan.
Oh, okay. Gusto ko matutunan niya sa akin ang parang point sa life na you just don't give a fuck about anything, you just care about yourself. I swear to God, I keep telling everyone na parang fuck everyone else. Just focus on your happiness. Parang go for whatever shit. Kahit it means na pointless sa iba, but sa'yo, it means everything. Just go for it. Huwag lang shabu, okay? Bad and drugs, guys.
Wait, drugs?
I don't support drugs, okay? Ayun. I love you very much. Thank you.
Nagulat ako biglang napunta sa drugs yung... okay.
Kasi baka napapasaya sila ng drugs. Mahirap na ho. Baya mo sabihin ko pinapasaya kayo ng drugs. Sabi kasi ni Mari kung ano daw nagpapasaya sa akin. Doon ako eh. Eh baka ganun tanong. Hirap na to.
Kaya dapat sa'yo na lang sila ma-addict, no? Hindi sa drugs.
Oo, bigyan nila lang pera, magtuwa pa.
Makatulong pa kayo sa idol nyo, yun.
Oo, true. Pasaya nyo pa ako. Hell yeah.
And ano namang advice mo sa mga starting VTubers?
Ang masasabi ko lang is, go for it, bitch. Go. wait, Just ano pa yung hindi kasi ano eh kapag nag-start ka. Maano ka din, matututo ka din on your own. You don't need parang you don't need any tutorial for it. Parang matututo ka din as life's go on. Parang hindi lang siya na ano eh, parang hindi lang siya for VTubing. Let's say for example, like how you go with life. Parang diretso na doon ka din matututo as you ano parang tumagal. Wala yung matututo po tayo ng mukha.
Eh doon naman sa mga ang tawag dito, yung mga nababurn out, yung mga nag-graduate agad kahit ano pa lang, umpisa pa lang.
Okay. Yeah. If you're streaming kasi gusto mo mag-impress ng tao, okay lang yun as a reason. Pero sana yung gawin mong reason why you're streaming is for yourself. Hindi yung parang pampasikat lang. Gusto mo sumikat, something like that. That's valid, but put yourself first. First, oh my god, first! Put yourself first! Okay, Don, kung saan ka, ano? Ano ba? Ano ba ulit tanong?
Ayun, wait, ano ang tinanong ko? Ako nakalimutan ko rin yung tanong ko. Anong masasabi mo dun sa mga anong parang payong may ibibigay mo dun sa mga ano nga ulit yun?
Nag-burnout! Nag-burnout! Tsaka parang nag-graduate agad. Huwag kang susuko, bro. If you, parang huwag ka munang papasok. Turin sa social.
Huwag munang papasok, yun.
Huwag ka munang papasok sa VTubing community if you're not sure about it yet. Parang be sure na parang gusto mo to, na it's gonna be your passion. Or parang sasaya ka sa community na to. Huwag kang papasok with the reason of gusto mo lang maging famous kasi marami kang nakikita sa YouTube. Mga ganon, mga clips. Don't use that as a reason. Ano, parang gawin mong reason is for you to be happy or make everyone happy around you. That's the best reason. Tsaka wag ka munang gagraduate. Ito na ang sign. Kung gagraduate, come on. Wag kang gagraduate. Kasi it really takes time for you to build an audience. Hindi yun just because you debuted already. Lalabas na bigla ang viewers. Hindi yun ganon. Ano yun? Nag-debut ka lang. 1K na agad followers mo. Puta ka ng pagbubuha ba? Pagkapag nag-ipon ka ba? 1K na agad pera mo? Ha? Wala na ito. Sampaling kita eh. Ayun.
Nakikita kasi nila nung iba is, yung ibang nga namang VTubers is, ang bilis ng ano nga naman, progress nga naman.
Hindi naman kasi, it's ka, the reason why they got bigger is because they are masipag sila sa mga fields na hindi mo nakikita. Kunwari, marketing, they're really good with that. Also clips, you have to think of clips, marketing, games to play na patok. Also para makipag-socialize ka sa fanbase mo, get a lot of connections. Ayun! Hindi naman yun basta stream lang eh. You have to parang work on your personality as well. Kung ano magiging ano presence mo sa audience. Mga ganun. Hindi yun basta-basta stream lang. Basta mag-stream ako, magkakaroon ako ng maraming viewers. Oh my god! No! Kasampalin kita ng katotohanan, bitch. So,
tsaka dapat pinapanindigan nila kung pinasok nila yung VTubing. Panindigan na nila yun.
Kasi people shouldn't expect na parang ano, parang lumaki ka agad. Hindi yun ganun. Kapag ba naging artista ka, ano, kukunin ka agad sa ano, sa isang antag dito, gagawin ka agad bida. Diba gagawin ka muna extra? Ang inang analogy ng tanga. Wait lang, ang pangit ng analogy ko. Basta ganon!
Sige, nag-i-stick naman namin.
Basta nag-i-stick. Pero nag-guess din naman, di ba?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ayun.
So yun nga, ang tawag dito. Kung mag-i-start nga ng VTubing is, huwag agad mag-expect na lalaki agad. Hindi naman yung parang gamot na pagpinahid is lalaki. And ano naman?
Oh, ano?
Ah, wala. Ano naman?
Pag yung gamot, pinahid, lalaki.
Wala. Nabilas lang. Okay. So, take note. Ayun nga, kung gusto nyong pasokin ng isang bagay, dapat, kunyari, VTubing yan. And dapat panindigan nyo yung pinasok nyo. Yun.
Wow! And, oh, there's actually, diba yung isa mo pa sinabi? Let's say, nawawalan ka ng motivation to stream. Mm. Or like, parang nabiburn out ka na. It's always great to take a break. Huwag kang pumasok sa isang community or parang place na nape-pressure ka. Make yourself feel, peaceful. Para, kasi na ano parang na-attract mo din yung yung bad vibes kung parang hindi mo feel mag-stream.
Ay wait.
Parang mafi-feel din ng audience na parang parang wala siyang gana mag-stream. Huwag na tayo dito. Doon tayo sa parang they're having fun streaming. Doon sila mas gusto nila sa parang nag-e-enjoy mag-stream kaysa sa mga nagsi-stream daw kasi kailangan. Hindi dahil gusto nila.
Hmm.
Ganon. Yeah. And also, if anyone is the reason why you're unmotivated, you're fucking, parang nawala na ng sense of passion, i-cut off mo na. I-cut off mo na silang lahat.
Oh, tama.
Kung ilan man yan. Wag lang pamilya mo, of course. Tiisin mo muna ang sakit at pinghati. Bigyan mo sila pera. Because that's what I did. Kaya, pag may napatunayan ka naman na kasi sa familia.
Familias?
Sa pamilya mo, they will trust you. Kasi ang gusto lang naman ng family is for you to focus on ACADS. But if may napatunayan ka nang you can sabay everything that is supposed to be your responsibility, then they will let you do shit you want.
Tama.
Hell yeah. Ganon. Yeah.
And so ayun, for my last question, wait, safe ba itanong to? Okay. Okay. Wait, nawala ako sa meron akong narinig na parang Can you tell us about your... Okay lang kung hindi mo to sagutin or kumbaga parang... Okay, sige.
Itanong mo muna!
Okay. sorry. Can you tell us about your plans or project na... like yung kung ano yung dapat i-expect namin, kung ano yung pwede namin i-expect bago matapos yung taon.
Actually, ayoko mag-expect kayong lahat kasi ayoko napapagod. Ayoko i-pressure yung sarili ko. Actually, ito na yon. Hanggang dito na yung kaya ko. Hanggang dito na lang ako kasi masyado akong tamad to prove something na mas madami pa. Actually, aim sa balo, expect yung gagandain ko sa balo rank. Makikita nyo magiging highest rank na ako sa susunod na taon. I will prove myself worthy sa mga follows nyo, sa mga bits nyo in the future. So don't give up on me. Never gonna give you up.
Ay, ito, meron akong, merong naisingit na tanong. Hindi ko lang kung pwede ko ba itanong kung anong upcoming plans ng Mito?
maging tite. Oh my God. Basta sila na mag-announce nun. Tanga, bahala sila din. Ako pa, ang lakas na loob niyong mag-advertise sa akin. Hindi na mo binibigyan pera. Just ano, December. Just watch out for Mito's announcement on December. And also, we might be going. We might be soon. Definitely not. Ay, gago! Uy, secret lang yun, ha?
Okay, okay.
Apo. Okay, delete na ng stitch.
So, ayun lang naman ng mga ano questions ko, and lipat na tayo kay wait, sino nga ulit? Wait, teka lang. Sino nga ulit? Kay Hikari. Ano ba? Hikari. Kika. Ah, tama, Hikari, Kika.
Yes. Ako na ba? Teka lang. Ang sakit nun, son. Kumakatawa. Hello? Kanina pa ako tawa ng tawa dito. Feeling ko mali yung naririnig ko talaga. I'm so sorry. Feeling ko... Anyways. Oo, feeling ko titi talaga yung naririnig ko. Paki-beep out na lang to, Neko. Thank you.
Nope.
Feeling ko titi talaga yung naririnig ko. Pero sige, game. Ayan. So, ayan. Not... Andiyan na ang resident maligno.
Why is there
Not. Kumusta pakiramdam mo? Hello?
Ayos lang. Nakakasakit din pala mga nono sa punso. Meron ako tanong kay Mari. Kapatid. Kapag ba nanganak ang manananggal? Sasabi yan.
Kapag ba pinutol ko titi mo, masakit? Hindi!
Seryoso? Seryoso tanong? Sasaryan ba makanak ang
hindi ko alam! Hindi pa ako nanganganak eh! I don't know! I don't know shit about it! I literally did not read. Ano ba?
Wala! Kalang eh! Kasi pumabuka naman mga tiyan niya, di ba? Cesarean yun.
Yes, technically.
Nag-load you.
Salamat! Interesado ako malaman ko anong ginagamit yung langis pampahati ng katawan. Di ba pinapahid po na yung langis para mahati?
Fuck! It's like I'm being in a hot seat right now. Yes.
Saka ano? Sino supplier mo ng sising itiw? Interesado ako.
I swear to God. This is the hardest part of the interview. Anything that is connected to the fucking manananggals, I don't know. Yes. Dite na lang?
Okay. Na lang, tiyanong ko lang kasi interesado si Not mag-reseller ng sisingitin. Baka naman ano, tumami lahi niya.
Dumami manananggal.
Yes,
business minded. Tapos si Mari yung brand ambassador ng ano, oh CCO God. Not Map. Salamat, ako po yung lilisan na pabalik na ako sa aking punso. Paalam Mari, salamat kapatid.
Bye, get well soon.
Salamat Not. Ayan, if may gusto ko mga like langis or pang-albularyo stuff, yeah, pwede mong kontakin si Not. Kaso mahal. Siyang ina. 500 isang bote tapos delivery fee 2,000. Siyang ina yun. Anyways, so ayun, guys. Wala na bang next question from ano? Last question after ni Not. Mm-hmm. Baka may pahabol pa ulit kayo. 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, wala na. Okay. So, ayan. That is it for tonight, Mari. Thank you again. Thank you so much for accepting the invite. Grabe. Sobrang excited ako nung tinanggap mo. Chinat ko agad sila. So, yeah. So, anyways, yes, we will be giving you time to plug in your socials. And if you have any upcoming events, yes, please go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Mag-i-introduce mo ito.
Go lang.
Hello everyone, I am Mari Tisu, the baby manananga of Mito Entertainment. If you were not able to hear my introduction in the beginning of the video, the live stream, the podcast, here I am again. Ayun. And then I mostly stream in twitch.tv/maritisu. Also, you can search me on Twitter, Maritisu, Mito. Yeah. And then, I also stream from time to time in YouTube, maybe in Bilibili as well. Soon, dahil sa influensya ng mga Row 4 students. So this. And I'm glad to be here. I'm really glad to be here. Ayun lang, P.
Yes, thank you so much, Mari. Kung ako sa'yo, itutuloy ko na yung pag-stream sa Bilibili. Yes. Anyways, yeah, thank you so much, Mari. Thank you talaga. I swear, everyone's really happy to have you tonight. And, yeah. Oh, ayan! I almost forgot. Oh my goodness, buti nakita ko yung chat. Before we end, Neko... Neko, last request from everyone.
Ay, ano? Mag-sponsor mo na pala.
Mag-sponsor? Sorry. Jerpigo sponsor. Sorry. Nadadala ako. Go ahead, Jerpigo. I'm so sorry.
Okay. For our sponsor day, this episode is sponsored by Bilibili, your number one app for anime TV shows and gaming platform. Are you tired of annoying ads while watching anime? Bilibili got your back with almost 1,000 plus of anime that is licensed. You can watch your favorite anime in 4K quality without any ads anytime, anywhere. Also, if you are a VTuber looking for a platform to showcase your talent, you can go ahead and be a part of Bilibili B-Star program. With a fixed salary and generous incentives, you can earn money while building your support base with a lot of anime users awaiting for you. Join now! Bilibili, 1 million dreams, 1 community. Pinoy comics, Pinoy creators, 1 community. Pwede mo nang puntahan yon for free! Penlove.inc. Para sa mga dekalibreng kwento at sining galing exclusively sa imaginations, experiences, and mythology ng Pinoy. Gusto mo makita kung paano tayo namikahan ng sci-fi, fantasy, comedy, romance, drama, suspense? Punta na sa Penlove.inc. Pinoy comics in one place! Neko?
Ayun. Go, Neko! Naniniwala ko sa potential mo.
Dahil ako ay butikin sa iyong kisame. La 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 la, ang sarap namang manilip ng kumakain. Tataihan ko ang iyong...
Kabagyo na naman.
Okay, tama.
Okay na, Neko, manahimik ka na. Visit ko talaga.
Ayun.
Lagi na lang inaaway si Neko.
Siyon po, ang mag-closing remarks po ngayon ay si Butik Isame, ang ating import from Pisame. Go ahead, Butik Isame.
Maraming salamat sa inyong pagdalo sa podcast ng Robot Student. Among kwentuhan, robot-robot lang, at walang plastikan. Anong ulit yung sinasabi mo pag ano? Class dismiss.
Ayun, kunwari din na narinig yun. Thank you!
Pwede na po mag-button.